Let's go to Mildred in Valencia, California, and she has a question. Are you there, Mildred?
Yes. Hello again, Dr. Bob.
How you doing? I hear you got some constipation.
Yes. I talked with you on January 19, and
okay.
I got on the program, HCL Detox,
okay.
And Digest, and I also did the coffee enema, had such great results with that coffee enema. And
that's
then, January 31st, I went in and they did a cleaning and the root canal. This is where it caused in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The root canal, after 20 years, leaking, et cetera, et cetera. And then I remembered also, I have gold in the crown on the other side.
Yep.
I have not had a BM since I had that coffee enema. Even though I'm doing all this digest stuff, I don't...
Okay. Well, remember now, Mildred, the digest does not assure you of a good bowel movement. The bowels require water be held in the bowel. That is your fluid reservoir.
Right.
When the stools dry out because the adrenals are not working right, we get into deep trouble with the bowel movements.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple things you can do right now, and you'll just love the effect, okay? Mm-hmm. First thing is, you get up in the morning. How much do you weigh?
It's 115.
115. And how old are you now?
Just turned 60.
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is get up in the morning and take about one teaspoon of our pink salt or an air-dried sea salt, and you're going to mix it into 16 ounces purified water. And the first thing you do when you get up is you're going to drink that. Most people, that alone will elicit a great bowel movement. Okay? Now, during the day, you're going to start adding to your food something called galactan, G-A-L-A-C-T-A-N, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what you're going to do with that is take about 2 tablespoons per meal.
Okay.
Within 2-3 days, you'll have this great, big, easy-to-pass, moist bowel movement,
uh-huh.
Okay? Now, we're going to do one more thing to make sure that happens. We're going to put you on something called Noni. And it's quantum noni, and I'm going to give you about 12 capsules per meal. And you're only going to use that until you start having soft bowel movements. As you begin to have soft bowel movements, you'll then start to cut down. And you can cut down about 3 or 4 capsules every 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Ultimately, you'll be completely off the noni. You'll stay on the galactan. And you'll stay on the salt. And what you should observe is that the bowel movements are very, very easy to pass. Now, the main reason this has happened, though, is not the age. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a quick question? I forgot to mention also, 4 years ago, had to have the gallbladder taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had not done that.
Yep.
I do not have gallbladder.
Okay, so what that tells you is that the bile veins coming from the liver have been redirected to the common bile duct. They're probably all jammed up. That is going to create problems for your hair and skin. We'll come back to the gallbladder, okay?
Okay.
But I want to finish with the holding the fluid in the bowel normally.
Great.
And the big guy to do that is your adrenals. Now, the adrenals need 5 or more straight hours of sleep. Do you get that at night?
Not lately. I've been waking up to use the bathroom.
Okay, that's another reason why we have the constipation, okay? Now, when you wake up to use the bathroom, you have to urinate, right?
Yes.
Okay, this just began or this has gone on a long time?
No, this just began.
Just started. Okay, then multi-pollen.
Okay.
And at your body size, I would go to 2 per meal, usually within, 4 or 5 days. You're not getting up at all to urinate, then I'd cut down to 1 per day. And that should be your insurance policy so that you don't get up to urinate. Now, when you begin sleeping the 5 straight hours, you can make your normal amount of adrenaline. With a normal amount of adrenaline, you will hold the water in the intestine.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't think you're going to be willing to give up the galactan because it's one of my favorite supplements because when I have a bowel movement, I don't have to worry about anything remaining. It's just totally clean. And, boy, that's an awfully nice feature. I've come to love it. And it's also a food for the intestinal lining, so it tends to make you stronger. You need less food, and it's really a nice fiber, but it's also metabolized to butyrate, which is the primary food for the cells of the lining of the intestine.
Uh-huh.
So I think you'll like that. So now, if we're still having trouble, we can rebuild those adrenals with a little Max Stress B, but I suspect...
Oh, I have that.
Well, then start
it.
Using that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to make you feel better. That'll make you stronger, and you'll see that it works even better when you're sleeping the 5 straight hours. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and I think this should bring you right back to track.
Okay, how about the gallbladder?
All right, we'll come back to gallbladder. Thank you, I almost forgot that. Removing the gallbladder really does not solve the problem. And, in fact, I've had so many cases where the bile veins are jammed and the bile is going back in the blood, and it makes you very irritable, also makes it hard to go off to sleep. So what we need to do is soften the debris in the gallbladder meridian and in the bile veins. And the way we do that is something called gallbladder nano detox. And boy, does this guy work good. And if your body size, 2 teaspoons, maybe in 6 to 8 ounces of water, and you could mix the Max Stress B with that and sip it after breakfast. And what you should see is the first day you do it, that night you have a better, more restful sleep. And you're going to do this for 16 weeks.
16 weeks.
And after 3 weeks, you get the privilege of starting 2 coffee enemas per week. And then we do 13 weeks of 2 a week. And for most people, about 90 to 96%, they're completely clear at the end of the 13 weeks. I can tell you, I got the booby prize. I had to do about 50 of them, but it did work. And I see a dramatic change in my skin and hair. Dramatic. I mean, I look more like my son than myself. It's spectacular. If I had any idea coffee enemas were that good, boy, I'd have done them 20 years ago.
Well, I've heard a lot about them. I've been into the health thing for like 20 years.
Well, you know, one of the things that sabotages them, a lot of the coffee out there is pesticided or it's been chemically treated. We even offer with our coffee enema instructions an organic coffee that's usually cheaper than, it's way better than what I could find commercially. So I think you'll love it. And that's what I use, of course. And, man, these things really change the way the hair and skin look. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to that, then.
Well, I think you'll find that to be one of your favorite friends, and I think you'll see that these things will snap you right back, and then you'll get rid of the noni, and your real problem is waking up. You got to get rid of that. I think the multi-pollen will take care of that. So I think you'll be a new woman.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Mildred. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.